الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مباركا وهدى للعالمين. وقال تعالى أيضا: إنما يعمر مساجد الله من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة ولم يخش إلا الله فعسى أولئك أن يكونوا من المهتدين. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا رأيتم الذين يعتادوا المسجد فاشهدوا له بالإيمان. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا: من ألف المسجد ألفه الله. وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم أيضا: إن عمار بيت الله هم أهل الله، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find in many ahadith he drew parallels with the circumstances and the halat and conditions that will face his ummah, with particularly the nations of the past, and amongst the nations of the past, particularly the nation of Musa alayhi salam, the Bani Israel. Wherein Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said: لَا يَأْتِيَنَّ عَلَى هَذِي الْأُمَّةِ مَا أَتَى عَلَى بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that halat, conditions, tests, tribulations will come upon my ummah just as it came upon the Bani Israel. And the extent to which there will be similitude, Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used the analogy, he said, حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ. Literally translated, sometimes when you're following somebody, you can just follow the person cursorily. Then you can raise the manner in which you are following that person to a level, what we refer to in Arabic terminology, حَذْوَ النَّعْلِ بِالنَّعْلِ. You put your foot on the exact same spot on the ground that he put his foot. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, to that extent, my ummah will follow the Bani Israel. And this is why we find in the Quran, of the 30 juz in the Quran, 28 juz, 28 paras of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Musa alayhi salam and the Bani Israel. In fact, more than any other nation of the past mentioned in the Quran is found of that particular ummah. The reason for this: لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِّأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Quran tells us that in the nations of the past, in the dhikr of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wasalam, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the deniers of the Quran, they said asatirul awwaleen. These are tales, fabrications of the nations of the past. But for those who believe and have iman in the Quran, it is not asatirul awwaleen, it's not tales, it's not fabrications. These are lessons that have to be learned. Lessons that are extracted from history. Because in the manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dealt with the Bani Israel, we find the principles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sunnatullah. Sunnatullah. And when it comes to Allah's sunnat, وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِدَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. Allah does not deviate and digress from His sunnat. Such terrible conditions came upon the Bani Israel, yet primarily the advice that was revealed upon Musa alayhi salam, what is the way out? How do we rid ourselves of the tyranny and oppression of Fir'aun? How do we come out of the clutches of oppression on an unprecedented scale, where the newborn baby, male children are being slaughtered openly in public? The little girls are being enslaved. What is the solution? Is Allah going to send down some atomic weaponry? Is Allah Ta'ala going to reveal some new science, some new technology to the Bani Israel? No. Primarily the advice that was given, turn your trust upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put your dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the practical demonstration of that trust, اِجْعَلُوا بُيُوتَكُمْ قِبْلَةً وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Make every home a qibla and a masjid. Establish salah and make every home a masjid. Based upon this, when Bani Israel accepted this wahi and revelation that came upon Musa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala took them out from the depths of tyranny and raised and elevated this nation to such an extent that more than 4,000 Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam came from the Bani Israel. Masjid, my respected brothers, the verses of the Quran which I recited in the beginning, much greater than the Bani Israel is the ihtimam and the importance that was attached to the masjid by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for this ummah. In fact, the verse which I recited in the beginning, Allah says, إِنَّ أَوَّلَ بَيْتِي وُضِعَ لِلنَّاسِ لَلَّذِي بِبَكَّةَ مُبَارَكَ وَهُدًى لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Allah Ta'ala tells us of the first masjid. The first masjid, and Allah does not say إِنَّ أَوَّلَ masjid. In the Quran, Allah does not say the first masjid. What is the word that Quran uses? And it is very important, even if you don't understand Arabic, to understand the implications of the word that the Quran uses when Allah refers to masjid, the first masjid. Because we find the same word used in many of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when my Nabi spoke about the masjid. What does Allah say? Inna awwala bayt. Inna awwala bayt. The first house. This word bayt in Arabic denotes the place of your comfort, the place of your solace, the place of your protection, the place where majority of your time is spent. This is not a grammatical error or some illogical choice. When Allah speaks of masjid, Allah uses the word bayt. The first house. The first house, inna awwala bayt, wudhi'a linnas, that was placed on this earth. Again, where is this house that Allah is talking about? It's in Makkah Mukarrama. So does Allah Ta'ala say it was put there for the people of Makkah? It was put there for the Arabian Peninsula? It was put there for the Arab world? It was put there for the Middle East? No. Wudhi'a linnas. Allah says it was placed for the whole of humanity. Inna awwala bayti wudhi'a linnas lalladhi bi Makka. It is situated in Makkah Mukarrama, but it is linnas, for the entire humanity. Mubarakan, it is blessed. Wa hudan lil alamin, and it is hidayat lil alamin, for the entire alam. What is the underlying implication of these broad terms that the Quran uses when referring to one masjid situated in Makkah Mukarrama? What was the need for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to break up an entire family? Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, separated from his wife Hajar, the beautiful young princess of Egypt, separated from the child that was a result of more than 60 years of dua. What was the need for all this? The foundations of a masjid was being established. A masjid in the shade of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought zamzam. In other words, Allah ta'ala nourished from the unseen. A masjid in the shade of which Allah ta'ala destroyed the army of Abraha, miraculously sending down birds. The analogy that if this masjid is established properly, you don't need a defensive system based on science and technology. Allah's defensive system will come to, will work for you. You will get hidayat. You will get protection. You will get sustenance. وَرْزُقْهُمْ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَشْكُرُونَ Thamarat from the four corners of the world. Allah will open up His entire hidden system and place it in your service if you will fulfill the haqq of masjid. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherever he went, the journey to Madinah Munawwara, the first major stop was in Quba. According to some riwayat, was only 4 days. The mashhur, famous opinion of muarrikhin and historians was 14 days. But what did he do when he came to Quba? 14 days. He was on a journey. Yet, I'm cutting the incident short, the camel of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stands at a certain spot. Abu Bakr moved the camel. Camel refuses to move. Umar radiallahu anhu is commanded, move the camel. Camel refuses to move. Ali moved the camel. The camel becomes ferociously angry. And those who understand the temperament of a camel, muarrikhin, historians write, they say more dangerous than a lion is a camel when it becomes angry. Ali rushes back, fearing an impending attack. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, this camel has been commanded by Allah. It has stopped on the spot because a masjid has to be established. لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَن تَقُومَ فِيهِ That masjid gets the seal of approval by Allah Ta'ala. Where Allah Ta'ala says it is a masjid, the foundation of which is on taqwa, the masjid in Quba. 14 days, and yet a masjid is established. Madinah Munawwara, masjid is established. What is the underlying implication? Each of these masajid, throughout the entire world, like you get an electrical connection with the powerhouse. If the link is there, the power is there. Each masjid, if its haqq is fulfilled, there is a link with Kaabatullah, with the first masjid, with the first house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the barakat and hidayat and hidden nusrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that was promised and shown with Kaabatullah will be established for this ummah throughout the entire world if they will fulfill the haqq of masjid. No other ummah this type of emphasis upon masjid as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam emphasized masjid for this ummah. Previous ummahs, they had soma'a. They had places, sometimes in a tree, sometimes in a cave, sometimes a house particularly built, in which they would engage in infiradi, individual ibadat. Masjid, salah with jamaat, ihtimam, imarat of masjid, establishing amal of masjid. This is the khususiyat of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because a system had to be laid down by which this ummah could face every challenge till Qiyamah. This is why that extent of emphasis upon the masjid. Masjid is the house of Allah. Masjid is the leveler. There is no king, there is no pauper, there is no black, no white, no rich, no poor, no employer, no employee when it comes to the masjid. In the masjid, everyone is equal. Why? Because this masjid does not belong to any individual, nor does it belong to any trustee board, nor does it belong to any trust. The masjid belongs to Allah. In the time of Harun Rashid, very famous incident, we would have heard it. Harun Rashid was a khalifa ruling 3 continents. Time is very limited, I'm not going to go into the detail. One day, in a fit of anger, gets into an argument with his wife. And what does he say? If by daybreak tomorrow you are in the kingdom of Harun, then 3 talaqs. Fired the bullet, now he is regretting. Nowadays what happens when this type of things happen? Then we look for a fatwa to get out of the problem. Go to a mufti. I was angry, as if somebody gives talaq when he's not angry. I said 3, but I meant 1. add this interpretation, that interpretation. If the mufti is on haq, he'll tell you, Baba, this bullet is fired. Salatun hazluhunna hazlun wa jidduhunna jiddun. Whether in jest, whether in anger, whatever, it's fired, there's no taking it back. But nowadays our mizaj, when the mufti doesn't work out, then we look for the grand mufti. What's the grand mufti? Give him a grand and get a fatwa. Unfortunately, today Allah protect us. Like the Bani Israel sold their deen, they are those amongst us that are selling the religion. Allah protect us from that. Nevertheless, one person found a grand mufti like that. And he said that, listen, the talaq didn't fall. Why? Because you didn't pronounce it properly. See the qaf. You said talaq with a kaf, not a qaf. So don't worry. Took the grand and gave him chutti. The actual mufti, when he heard about it, he said, tell him that his nikah never took place. Because when he said nakahtuha wa qabiltuha, they also he said with a kaf. But nevertheless, these were people on haq. Harun Rashid called the ulama. They said, listen, Baba, there is no Concord jet now. You are ruling three continents. Fastest camel is not going to take your wife out of your kingdom. Three continents by tomorrow morning. Daybreak tomorrow, the three talaqs are going to fall. Then he asked the question, are any of the shagirds or students of Abu Hanifa around? Imam Abu Hanifa, his ilmi maqam was well known. He had passed away, but they said, yes, there is one. His name is Yaqub, more famously known as Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi. He was the son of a, what we call, dobi. His father earned his livelihood washing clothes. Simple person. They sent for Abu Yaqub, Imam Abu Yusuf rahmatullah alayhi. He hears the question, ulama in front, without hesitation, immediately, tell your wife to spend the night in the masjid, so that tomorrow at daybreak she is in the masjid, the talaqs will not fall. Other ulama looking, dumbfounded, mouth open. Where did you get this from? What are you basing it upon? Immediately he recites the verse of the Quran, وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ The masjid belongs to Allah. The masjid doesn't belong to any king, or any ruler, or any khalifa, or any trust body. The masjid belongs to Allah. It is His rules. It is His system that will apply in the masjid. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah says, buyuti fil ardil masajid. Again, the word buyut, which is the plural of bait, houses. Allah says, my houses on the earth, buyuti fil ardil masajid. Buyuti fil ardil masajid. My houses on this earth are the masjids. Ummaruha zuwaruha. Ummaruha zuwaruha. Those whose lives will revolve around the masjid. Those who will give their lives but never abandon the masjid. Those who are what we call ummarul masajid. Who are the ummarul masajid? Allah says in the Quran, innama ya'muru masajid Allah man amana billah wal yawmil akhir wa aqama as-salah wa ata az-zakah wa lam yakhsha illa Allah. Allahu Akbar. What a statement Quran makes. Allah is speaking of amirul masajid, those who will keep the masjid alive, those who are going to make abadi of masjid. Who are they? Quran says they have iman on Allah, they have iman on akhirat. They will establish salah, they will discharge their zakah, and they will fear no one but Allah. وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ The people that keep the masjid abad will fear no system, will fear no propaganda, will fear no lies, will fear no treachery, will not fall into the deceptions and plots of the enemies of Islam. وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ They will fear no one but Allah. They will first put Allah's system in front and then every other system. فَأَسَىٰ أُولَٰئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُوا مِنَ الْمُهْتَدِينَ Allah says, these are the people on hidayat. These are the people on hidayat. Who? Ummarul masajid. Ummarul masajid. Allah Ta'ala, hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ أُمَّارَ بَيْتِ اللَّهِ هُمْ أَهْلُ اللَّهِ Those who keep the masjid abad, those whose lives revolve around the masjid, those who will never give up the masjid. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these are the family people of Allah. These are the household of Allah. Man alifa al-masjid alifahu Allah. The one who loves the masjid, Allah loves him. The one who loves the masjid, Allah loves him. The one who loves the masjid, Allah loves him. We want Allah's love. We want Allah's acceptance. إِذَا رَأَيْتُمُ الَّذِينَ يَعْتَادُ الْمَسْجِدِ فَشَهَدُوا لَهُ بِالْإِيمَانِ. My Nabi said, if you see someone whose life revolves around the masjid, then Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, give shahadat, bear testimony, he has iman. He has iman. Coming back to that hadith, hadith Qudsi, Allah says, بُيُوتِي فِي الْأَرْضِ الْمَسَاجِدِ. My houses on the earth are the masjid. Ummaruha zuwaruha. Those who will make the masjid abad, they are the guests. They are the guests. They are the guests. Who is the host? They are the guests. Who is the host? Tuba. Tuba. Liman tatakhara fi baytihi. Thumma zarani. Allahu Akbar. Hadith Qudsi. Rasulullah says, Allah says, Mubarak. Mubarak. Congratulations. Shabash. To who? To the one who makes wudu at home. And then what should it have been, literally? ثُمَّ أَتَى الْمَسْجِدْ ذَهْبَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدْ دَخَلَ الْمَسْجِدْ جَاءَ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدْ. That's what it should have been. Then he made his wudu, then he left his house, went to the masjid, walked to the masjid, approached the masjid, entered the masjid. Yet Allah doesn't say that. What does Allah say? مُبَارَكْ to the one who made wudu at home. ثُمَّ زَارَنِي. Then he came to visit me, visit Allah. Then he came to visit me. And then what does Allah say? فَحَقٌ عَلَى الْمَزُورِ أَنْ يُكْرِمَ زَائِرَهُ. Allah says, when he does this, he has a haq upon me. Because now he is my guest and I am his host. Now he is my guest, Allah's guest. And Allah is your host. When? When you will make the masjid abad. Inna lil masjidi awtada. Inna lil masjidi awtada. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, there are some people, this word that's found in the hadith, awtada is the plural of watad. What is watad? Watad means a peg. Why this analogy? Because once you drill a peg into the ground, knock it into the ground, it doesn't move. You can't shake it. You'll have to use great physical force to pull it out. This analogy. They are stuck to the masjid. You will never find them away from the masjid unnecessarily. They are the people of the masjid. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, in my ummah there will be some people like that. Otad will be the pegs of the masjid. What is their maqam? What is their status? Again, unfortunately we don't have that munasabat with Arabic. What it should have been in the hadith. Hum julasaul malaika. That's what it should have been. Hum julasaul malaika. They are in the company of the angels. Yet Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't say that. He said, Al-Malaikatu julasa'uhum. Al-Malaikatu julasa'uhum. Understand this by an analogy. Sometimes you hear some great Allah wala pious sheikh, alim, mufti, muttaqi has come to town. So what do we do? Quickly, we get together. You know what? Let's go and sit in the company of that sheikh, in the company of that Allah wala. Let's go and sit in his company because we will benefit. Inna lil masjidi awtada al malaikatu julasa'um. This is what it means. The malaika of Allah say, let us go and sit in the company of that person. The malaika say, let us go and sit in the company of that person. Al malaikatu julasa'uhum. In ghabu iftaqaduhum. If he is missing from the masjid, they go looking for him. In maridu aaduhum. If he becomes sick, they go and visit him. In kanu fi hajatin aanuhum. If there is any work that out of necessity has kept him away from the masjid, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, these people of my ummah are such, their maqam is such, that the malaika of Allah go and assist them to finish their work quickly so that they can come back to the masjid. My respected brothers, this topic, there's very limited time. In fact, we've already run out of time. But understand, unfortunately today we are in an environment where iman is weak. We are also, there were certain government regulations that brought about a situation wherein our masajids were closed temporarily. Obviously, Islam does not encourage breaking the law of the land. We have to keep the Shariat in front, but obviously we don't break the law of the land also. We work where we put Allah's law first, but We have to work with system. Don't bring badnami on the deen. So what happened? At that time, to placate those who truly left the masjid, one or two masail were mentioned. Instances where, very rarely, one time Rasulullah ﷺ commanded Bilal to say, Sallu fi rihalikum. Perform your salah at your home. Why? Was there was torrential rainfall. It was difficult for that one or two salah to come to the masjid. One time, one or two other instances they were, like we find the Bani Israel were under the heights of zulm and oppression. So allowance was given. Temporary allowance. Those ahadith and those rare incidents were mentioned. My respected brothers, sharab and pork also, in our sharia there is a time when it becomes halal. When you're on the brink of starvation, you are going to die, it does not mean it is halal permanently. Nor does it mean the despicable nature of that is lifted. Circumstances conspired for that short time to make it halal. Don't fall into a trap wherein we look at those isolated incidents and feel that now that the masjid is open, okay, so there's some difficulty. Maybe I have to wait. Maybe there's some regulations I have to abide by. Let me carry on. I got into this mode of making salah at home. I got into this mode of making salah in my workplace. I got into this mode of where the importance and the ahmiyat of masjid came out of my heart. My respected brothers, this is a plea from the heart. Don't fall into that trap. Don't fall into that trap. Don't fall into that trap. This is the ummat of the masjid. As long as this ummat will make the masjid abad, as long as this ummat will give its life for the masjid, as long as this ummah will attach itself to the masjid, Allah's help will be with us. Otherwise, and I'm going to terminate on this, there were many other things I want to speak. Like I said, the time is limited. But I'm going to terminate on one authentic statement of a great sahabi. And there were many sahaba that said similar things. No time to go into the details. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, other sahaba, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But I'm going to mention the riwayat of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, and on this I will terminate. Kaan kol kar sun lena. Listen with the ears of iman what Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said. He said, man sarrahu an yalqa Allah ghadan musliman fal yuhafidh ala ha'ulai salawat haythu yunada bihinna. He said, that person who wants to meet Allah tomorrow with his deen and his Islam intact and his iman intact. Abdullah bin Mas'ud says to you, you want to meet Allah tomorrow as a Muslim, as a person of iman. He said, protect under every circumstance your salah, perform it where the azan is called out in the masjid. Why? فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَرَعَ لِنَبِيِّكُمْ سُنَنَ الْهُدَىٰ وَإِنَّهُنَّ مِنْ سُنَنِ الْهُدَىٰ. Because Allah has ordained for His beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam certain practices to which Allah has directly linked hidayat. Allah has directly linked hidayat, divine guidance, with certain practices. He said, salah in the masjid with jamaat is amongst those practices. وَلَوْ صَلَّيْتُمْ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ كَمَا يُصَلِّي هَذِهِ الْمُتَخَالِفِ عَنْ بُيُوتِكُمْ. He says, if you fall into this trap of starting to make your salah in your homes, not leaving out salah, making salah, but making in your homes, like certain people who stay away from the masjid. What does Abdullah bin Mas'ud say? لَتَرَكْتُمْ سُنَّةَ نَبِيِّكُمْ. You have abandoned this practice of hidayat of your Nabi. And if you abandon it, وَلَوْ تَرَكْتُهُ, if you abandon it, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, لَضَلَلْتُمْ, you will be deviated. You will be deviated. Your iman and your Islam and your deen will be in great khatra and great danger. Then he goes on to say, he says, the one who makes wudu at home proceeds to the masjid on every step. Allah wipes away one sin. Allah gives him one neki. Allah elevates him one stage in akhirat. And then Abdullah bin Mas'ud goes on and he says that there was a time, referring to the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said the only person who would absent himself from salah in the masjid is munafiq, ma'lumun nifaq.
If Sahaba wanted to know who is a munafiq, whose nifaq and hypocrisy is known, this was the gradient, that he does not perform his salah in the masjid with jamaat. That he does not perform his salah in the masjid with jamaat. And then Abdullah bin Mas'ud goes on, and he says, even that person who couldn't walk would be supported on the shoulders of two people till he would be made to stand in the saf in salah. Abdullah bin Umm Maktum radiallahu anhu, a blind sahabi, says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ana darirul basar, I am blind. I live distant from the masjid. Halli min rukhsa. Ya Rasulullah, he's addressing a mercy. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was mercy from head to toe. He says, ya Rasulullah, is there permission? An usalli fi bayti, that I can read my salah at home. What would our answer be? MashaAllah, in this contemporary academic age, what would our answer be? What does Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him? Atasma'un nida, can you hear the azan? Can you hear the azan? This blind sahabi, who needs someone to guide him to come to the masjid, says, ya Rasulullah, I can hear the azan. What does Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Ma ajidu li rukhsa. Ma ajidu li rukhsa. I cannot find any basis to allow you to make your salah at home. I cannot find any basis to allow you to make your salah at home. Circumstances conspired against us. This was a test. The test now is to re-establish our connection with the masjid. That is the solution. Whatever hardships this ummah is facing, learn from the ummahs of the past. Establish the masjid. Live in the masjid. Die in the masjid. Let our hearts become attached to the masjid. Become the people of the masjid. Make this masjid our home. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhir da'wana. Alhamdulillah.